broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Wow. I'm trying to donate to the Will Grigg GoFundMe page right now. Wow, I'm just going to set aside all normal protocol for the show. By the way, our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. This is the broadcast for April the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017, hour 2 of 2. The goal always to stand for God, family, and country. Will Grigg would have done that. He passed away yesterday. William Norman Grigg, February 4th, 1963. To April 12th, 2017, rest in peace, my dear friend and brother. Will Grigg was a mighty voice for justice and liberty rights, antiwar.com, and boy, are they spot on. And when we're talking about Donald moving us into war everywhere, it's wow. GoFundMe.com, and then it's medical support for Will Grigg, but there's like dashes between things. So just look up GoFundMe, Will Grigg, and see if you can find it. It'll be in the show notes on LibertyRoundtable.com as well. Thank you, Kurt, for sending those. I've added those to the show notes. We're talking about Donald Trump's doublespeak. He can certainly talk the talk, but he can't walk the walk. It seems like doublespeak is becoming the signature of his administration. He's flipped, whatever, on so many issues. We're talking about abortion. Immigration, where we wrapped up last hour. Now, Donald, for example, says, I won't rule out a path for citizenship. Donald said that. Donald said, well, okay, we'll pay for the wall, but Mexico will pay us back. Trump says that he'll deport millions, but that he has not ruled out creating a pathway to citizenship. He'll build a wall, he'll pay for the wall, but later he'll get reimbursed by Mexico. He says young undocumented immigrants and children of illegal immigrants, quote, dreamers is what they're called, they can maybe stay, right? When asked if dreamers would have to go back, Donald said it depends. And then later he said, nope, they can't stay. Then he said he was going to end birthright citizenship. But how many people have been born in America since the Donald took office? And what has he done to stop it? The Trump campaign, now administration, won't even answer questions from reporters on a lot of this. He then said American children deserve dreams. He's right. Wow. He had a proposed Muslim ban. No Muslims should be allowed to enter the United States. How's that going, Kurt, for the Donald? He got shut down by judges, but he's not calling for those judges to be impeached at all. He said we ought to ban Muslims from the country, at first all of them, but then he said, well, we ought to make exceptions for friends. And Muslims serving in the U.S. military. He later amended his stance in an interview with Fox News. He said, well, Muslims that are part of the United States military and their families would be banned from the exemptions, or exempt from the bans. And then he later said, well, the Muslim ban, that was just a suggestion. He said we had to ban people from countries with a history of terrorism. And then he said, what if somebody tried to visit your golf courses in Scotland and then come back into America? Would you let Muslims do that? And Donald said, sure, it wouldn't bother me. Where do you go with all this? The Muslim ban was never about Muslims, Donald said. What? It wasn't about religion. The ban is negotiable now, Donald says. Then campaign manager, Paul Manafort, said the Muslim ban was negotiable and how Trump articulated it was not how it would really turn out. It's kind of like saying the Federal Reserve, hey, that's all hyperbole, getting rid of the debt. They talked about a 9-step vetting plan for refugees. Now it's not talking about. They say the ban would call for extreme vetting. Now, are they vetting? The ban hasn't changed, Donald says. I just don't like using the word Muslim. That's what he said on Fox News in late July. Then Trump told Hannity that his position hadn't changed from his initial ban on Muslims entering the country. There's a ban plus extreme vetting that includes an ideological test. There's no real way to do an ideological test, says Donald. We don't know if they have love or hate in their hearts. We can't determine their hearts. He then said only people that love America are allowed. Wow. The ban has morphed. Trump was pressed on whether the ban, the Muslim ban, still exists. But he says, well, you know what? This ban is morphed into not necessarily an outright ban, but more of an extreme vetting process. So there you go. Where do you go with this stuff? What about visas for high-skilled workers? They say H-1B visas are bad for Americans and American workers. But now, Donald says H-1B visas are good, Kurt. They're great. At the CNBC debate in October, Trump denied that he'd been critical about the program. He said, I'm all in favor of keeping these talented people here so they can go to work at Silicon Valley. But his website, the unchanged website, said they were still bad while he was saying they were good. I'm changing, said the Donald. We need highly skilled people in this country. Mm-hmm. After the debate ended, he released a statement saying, hey, H-1B visas are bad. Now, Kurt, I want to dovetail this before we move along into a definition of integrity. Welcome to the broadcast. We need to say, is Donald a good, honest, wise man? Does he have integrity, Kurt? Because that's what we need in our leaders. If we're going to expect that around the world, we've got to expect that from our own leadership, right? What is integrity? What does integrity mean? Does Donald have it?
Well, the definition of it, Sam, you know, at least according to dictionary.com, says there's, I guess it's a noun, and it says adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. Number two says the state of being whole, entire, or undiminished. Number three, a sound, unimpaired, or perfect condition. It's pretty tough to argue that he's loaded with integrity after those issues.
Trump initially said that the country should absorb Syrian refugees. He said it's a moral dilemma. We have to. I hate the concept of it, but on a humanitarian basis, you've got to, said Donald. He told that to Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. But now he says the U.S. should not and cannot accept Syrian refugees. The problem is he's settling more of these refugees around the country than Barack did. How do you have that both ways, Kurt? Then Donald says close the border. I'd close up our borders until we figure out what's going on. That's what he said on Fox News the morning of the Brussels attacks. Well, don't really close the border. I didn't say shut it down. I just mean you got to be really careful. on who's coming into our country. What gives? How about defeating ISIS? Maybe send troops in. Definitely go after the oil. He said it'd send him ground troops and not send in ground troops. You bomb the H out of them, and then you go in, he told Bill O'Reilly. And then he says, bomb the oil field, send some troops in. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We got to talk about this. We cannot let Donald off the hook. We've got to go bold, nobly, and independently for the truth. Because the truth shall set you free.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Find a game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to wind up more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Donald Trump with Chris Matthews today, refusing to rule out using battlefield nuclear weapons against ISIS or Europe.
Can you tell the Middle East we're not using a nuclear weapon?
I would never say that. I would never take any of my cards off the table.
How about Europe? We won't use it in Europe.
I'm not going to take it off the table.
You might use it in Europe?
No, I don't think so, but I'm not
just say it. I'll never use a nuclear weapon in Europe.
I am not taking cards off the table.
Trump was first asked about you.
Now, at first glance, ladies and gentlemen, you got to give Donald credit for not taking some of these things off the table. But now when you put it in the context of what he's doing, you start to say, it's a whole lot different than we understood it to be. We understood it to be that he's a peace-loving guy, but that he just, you know, he's not going to tell you what he's going to do. He's never going to promise he won't do something because he's got integrity. But you've got all kinds of problems here with what Donald's saying and doing. So he wouldn't rule out nuclear. It goes on and on with the pro-war stuff. He said, you know what, don't forget about the oil. Send the troops in. He even talked about numbers of troops. Donald Trump is a war hawk like you wouldn't believe. If you don't believe me, he hasn't surrounded himself with people that Sam and Kurt think that he ought to. He's surrounded himself with mainstream media types and generals. He's got more generals in his administration than anybody else I know of in modern history. So the bottom line is, Kurt, I think he's breaking every promise he's made. Here's what the Donald just said recently, just now.
As a presidential candidate, Donald Trump dismissed the military alliance as ineffective. But now,
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
The president made his remarks standing alongside NATO's Secretary General at a White House news conference. Mr. Trump expressed support for the alliance, but called on member nations to honor their financial obligations.
Now, I agree with him that other people should honor their financial obligations, but here's the problem. It's kind of like saying, I want to abolish the education department, and then coming back and saying, well, I just want the unions to do their part. Kurt, we've all been suckered by Donald Trump. It's time to take the gloves off. He needs to be impeached for violating the Constitution. He's absolutely out of control. He's deteriorated our relationship with Russia to the point of very serious concern. He's already literally violated the sovereignty of Syria and went on the offensive without congressional approval. And now the drumbeat for war is on. The mainstream press loving the Donald's war mentality. The Democrats and the mainstream press praising Donald. Generals are all with glee. The military-industrial complex is absolutely ratcheting up because they'll do anything to get rid of ISIS. Hold on. I thought that Donald said that Hillary and Barack Obama created ISIS. Didn't he, Kurt?
I think so.
But now he's going to go after ISIS no matter what it takes? Kurt, the doublespeak from this man is beyond the pale.
Well, it does kind of help your public perception that at least his numbers look good, compared to Congress's lately, Sam.
What? I thought the mainstream press said he wasn't doing good in the numbers.
Well, they like him now, that he let off those bombs and stuff. I mean, looked like he improved quite a bit after that.
Well, they say Wall Street's lower after Trump comments. Now, what do you think? Everyone will come to their senses. There'll be lasting peace, they now claim. I have great confidence that China will properly deal with North Korea. Now, what do you think of that, Kurt? Do you have confidence that China will do the right thing on North Korea?
I don't know what's the right thing.
Well, here's the question, Kurt. How did North Korea become so powerful in the first place? Look, they're under sanctions. We've been holding them down hostage for literally decades. We've had military in South Korea to stop, make sure that the northern aggressors don't get too crazy and belligerent. And every time we turn around, North Korea gets stronger. Their people are absolutely destitute. They don't have any money. They're under sanctions. It's just crazy. Now, how do they keep getting stronger, Kurt? There's only one answer to the question. How are they getting stronger? Any idea on the answer to this question?
They get help from the Kingmen. Do the whole war,
Yeah, thing. They're getting help from either us or our supposed allies. Because who's not an ally of America that has the ability to deliver this kind of stuff? Right? Think about it. Who in the world is not an ally that has the ability to deliver such high-grade capabilities to continue to ratchet up Korea? And even if they did, how would they get away with it without us knowing about it and stopping them? See, we're being suckered to the nth degree, Kurt. It's either Russia or China or the United States in some way or other that has been backing, funding, training, arming North Korea and others. Now you say, well, Russia, they're friends with the Syrians. Kurt, it's hard to know who's who. But who really made this gas attack? Was it really Assad or was it the Syrian rebels? Now, I'm not the only one calling a spade here. Ann Coulter has released some very, very critical statements as well. She's saying she's sick of war and she's sick of regime change, Kurt, and that isn't the answer. Patrick J. Buchanan has come out very boldly. Have you seen Patrick's latest articles, Kurt?
Yeah, I have.
Let's talk about those for a second.
They basically echo, Ann Coulter's stuff, or maybe she echoes him. I don't know.
They're all echoing Sam Bushman over at Liberty Roundtable Live, by the way.
Well, I don't see any of them calling for impeachment, but
not yet.
They should. They ought to be there soon, I think. You know, these are some of the biggest supporters before ever. You know, you've got the WorldNet Daily Peace Buchanan. Trump reacted to serious emotionally, ineffectively, unconstitutionally. Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. You've got just some pretty rough stuff is another WorldNet Daily Peace, Ann Coulter, Trump's immoral Syria misadventure. And then, like you say, you've got Breitbart with an Ann Coulter, Lassie, come home. You know, just like, hey, what happened to our little doggy that, you know, was a pretty good one, you know. You've got another Breitbart piece, Ann Coulter, Trump's Syria strike, very strange. Coulter argues, this one's, I can't remember where this one is, but Coulter argues Trump voters don't want pointless wars, adds that Assad isn't the worst of Middle East leaders. Anyway, they're all, you know, pretty much saying the same thing. So I don't know what to say, you know, it's too bad.
Yes, indeed. It's horrible. But what do you do, Kurt? You know, what do you do? What do you say about it? What do you? And the problem is, people are saying to me, Sam, don't go after Trump. And I'm saying, if I keep my integrity, Kurt, and that's what I mean by integrity. Does Trump have it? We need good, honest, wise people to serve us. If I maintain my integrity, I cannot remain silent when I might be able to influence us to not go to war. Myself, Ann Coulter, Patrick J. Buchanan, and many others, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, many, many, many constitutional conservatives are standing up and saying, Donald, come to your senses. My goal is not to attack Donald, but my goal is to point out this problem and hopefully Donald will listen to us, Kurt.
That is the hope, isn't it?
Well, otherwise, what's the point to bring it up? I'm not just really running around with sour grapes saying I told you so for fun.
No, it's not really a joyful thing.
And it's not really a helpful thing either.
You would have much preferred to say, well, besides Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, here's a number of other, you know, great things that he said he was going to do, and he is doing.
Well,
you
know, and in all fairness,
let me list them all off.
In all fairness, you know, Kurt, there are several of those. And I can highlight those right after the pause quickly, but here's the problem. If you do what you're continuing to do, you will undermine all the good that you've done. And when is someone capable of putting token things there to get praise when in reality they're undermining everything that they've done that is supposedly good? That's the risk. Hold on.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Brad Gibson. Following the meeting between President Trump and Premier Xi Jinping, China is indicating that although it won't tip its hand on how it can influence North Korea to stop its nuclear program, it can and will take action, but only in the context of countering blows by the U.S. and not North Korea. The state-run Chinese Global Times is reporting, quote, China will employ all means available, including the military means, to strike back. The wording is an apparent pretext for using force against North Korea to prevent either nuclear leakage or pollution following a possible American bombing, which is hardly a realistic pretext for launching attacks. Although Russia has given the U.S. a stern warning about further U.S. strikes in Syria, Defense Secretary Mattis has reiterated that the issue will not spiral out of control. Mattis says he's confident the Russians will act in their own best interest and put further pressure on the government of Bashar al-Assad. He admitted there is no grand plan by the U.S. to oust Assad, and that the primary mission is to defeat ISIS, not to become entangled in Syria's civil war. In reality, it isn't a civil war since most of the rebels are imported, paid for, and armed by the U.S. and other surrogate countries. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Brad Gibson.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know what? There's this thing called integrity, and if I remain silent, I lose my integrity, folks. Now, Donald has done some good. Number one, he worked on that Mexico thing where we don't fund abortions internationally. That's wonderful news, and we praised him, and we will continue to do so over that point. Secondly, Neil Gorsuch hopefully will be a great Supreme Court justice. We hear that he will. We think that he will, and that was a good promise kept by the Donald. There's plenty of good things Donald has done. The problem that I have is if you go to war, Kurt, and if you don't drain the swamp, and if you continue to engage in doublespeak and you keep these elitists that are hawkish around you, at some point you will undermine everything that you've done. Lassie, come home, Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, Trump's Syria strike, very strange. Coulter argues, quote, Trump voters don't want pointless wars. And by the way, Assad's not one of the worst of the leaders. That's my point. See, we're friends with other leaders like China and other places where, you know what, the leaders are much worse. In fact, they have formidable militaries and capabilities way beyond some of these others. But yet they're our most favored nation trading. And now we've decided, hey, we're not even going to say that they tamper with currencies anymore. Trump betrays his base on the Fed. If you're not going to have accountability on the Fed, there's no honesty or accountability anywhere. If you back NATO and you back the United Nations, Kurt, you back the Convention on the Rights of the Child and Women, which means you back abortion wholesale. It just doesn't end. Right? Any other comments on this, Kurt?
I wish I could bring up some good news, you know, about it. But I, you know, it's just sad to see, you know, where we are and what the situation is. I guess at least the sun did come up today. So, you know, I mean, could be worse, right?
Well, the Independent Journal Review says something major is going on in going down in North Korea. Did you see this? Some are saying now that actions are going to happen in North Korea as early as Friday. inching close to a, quote, thermal nuclear war. Now, I don't know if it's true. There's a lot of people reporting a lot of crazy things right now, and it's hard not to get duped by fake news, folks. But something major is going on in North Korea. It's certainly become the flash spot. Right? North Korean officials have reportedly told foreign journalists to be ready for a big and important event today or tomorrow, Kurt. You want to respond to this?
Well, at least some of the reports I've seen talk about North Korea putting basically, missiles tipped with sarin gas. You know, that is not a pretty picture, but, you know, this Kim Jong, what's his name, Sun Un or whatever, let's see, what do they call him? Sun, yeah. Japan is warning about these sarin tip missiles. I don't know for sure, you know, what's going to happen. I do think that this guy's put himself in a corner, and it's, you know, it's tough to see, and I don't know for sure what will happen.
The Hill's reporting that there's some speculation that there'll be a showcasing of North Korea's military capabilities. North Korea's holding mass rallies. Another concerning report issued on Wednesday indicated that U.S. intelligence officials believe that North Korea has placed a nuclear device inside of a tunnel in preparation for a test. What do you think, Kurt? Think that's right?
Well, it reminds me of the whole thing. I remember Chuck Harder talking to us about it years ago, and he talked about the Middle East, and it was like a whole bunch of guys with the open gas cans, and somebody starts flicking their Bic, you know. It's just a problem, and we need to have calmer heads.
Well, hawkish Donald Trump has already done more than flick his Bic, Kurt. He's violated the sovereignty of another country unconstitutionally so, without authority.
Yep, good point.
And, they say an unacceptable threat is being posed by North Korea. What about unacceptable? North Korea also warned foreigners in South Korea to consider evacuating the country because it seems that the country is appearing to be inching close to a, what do they call this thing? Thermonuclear war. That's BBC News stuff. In another sign of rising tensions, Japan reportedly planned to send warships to join a U.S. fleet near North Korea ahead of any potential nuclear tests. Meanwhile, North Korean state media threatened to strike the U.S. mainland with nuclear weapons in response to any American acts of aggression. Who started this act of aggression there, Kurt? Donald Trump, of course, tweeted on Tuesday that the United States would solve the problem in North Korea with or without China. They say if North Korea is looking for trouble, then, you know, what? I'm not here to defend the North Koreans in any way. But on Wednesday, Trump revealed that he had a very great call with the president of China about the problems with North Korea. Any other comments on this, Kurt?
I'll say this. I saw an email from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the headline says, "Peace is possible." Then down in the story, it says, "Learn principles of peace from the Prince of Peace." More than 2,000 years after Isaiah called him the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ is still our key to peace. Anyway, so maybe that would be something we could focus on a little bit more. Who knows?
Well, I agree that peace is possible, Easter. But what we got to do is influence our leaders to be for peace, Kurt. We've got to pray for our leaders. We've got to pray for Donald Trump. But we've got to really, you know, alarm the American people to rise up in a peaceful way and say, Donald, please don't do this. I agree we can have peace, Kurt, and I agree that's the goal. And that's why I bring it up. I'm not here to just attack Donald Trump, but I am here to say hopefully there's a window in which we can stop Donald from some very destructive action. That's my hope. All right, Ken, Utah, you're on the radio.
Yes, I've been listening here, your discussion with regards to Korea, and I actually made a documentary film back in 2003 about the 50th anniversary of the Korean War called Saints at War in Korea, particularly focusing on Mormon soldiers. And I'll tell you, I sure learned a lot about not only the North Koreans, but the Chinese, who came in on the side of the North Koreans unexpectedly in one of the most horrendous battles in military history at the Chosin Reservoir. They didn't know that there were tens of thousands of Chinese that came in. And here they are now, right on that same border again. It's just fascinating to see what's going on. But I wanted to call in today because of Will Grigg. I just learned of his passing, and my, a mighty oak has fallen, and very sad to hear about it.
Amen, sir.
I remember reading his articles way back in, I want to say, the 70s and 80s when he was working in Provo, Utah, where I was going to BYU, and I thought, wow, this is a giant. And he's just been a patriot, the likes of which are very few. And condolences to his family and to Liberty News, as we've lost a giant.
Amen to that. Any comment on this Donald Trump war mentality stuff? Donald's going to take us to war if we're not careful. He's surrounded by too many hawks and generals.
It sure seems like Donald Trump is very predictable, and I think he's being played. I don't know who he was. I couldn't support him. I never could support him. But here's the scary thing to me is whoever's pulling the strings and whoever's playing him and pushing him and, you know, doing three chess moves ahead of him, they're moving him around the chessboard real easy. He's very predictable. So, but here's
the sad part is all the other presidential candidates were for pro-war as well, like Cruz and many others. So that's the sad part. Hold on, Ken. We'll take you right after the pause. Stay there. Cruz and everybody else was all pro-war, too. They're all loving what Donald's doing right now. They're backing it big time. It's tragic. Quick pause. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Ken from Utah is with us. I didn't mean to cut you off, sir. I'm just saying Ted Cruz and all the other hawkish folks are all celebrating the Donald's war mentality right now.
Well, I'm not in favor of war. I'm in favor of peace, and the Prince of Peace will be coming to fix this all pretty quick. It'll just be a pretty rough road between here and there. But I guess just to finish the thought is I sure as heck wouldn't want to be a soldier in either the North Korean or Chinese military. During the Korean War, this is the big surprise, is that they would, the Chinese particularly, would send all their men in a kamikaze attack, knowing that many are going to be mowed down, and not everyone had a weapon. I think it was like one in four or five, and the instructions they had were if the guy that has the gun gets shot, pick up his gun and keep running, because they were all kamikaze running in onto to the Americans and the South Koreans. I also had a chance to fly out to Korea and take a look, just to do some interviews, and I was surprised that they had this little monument showing a tunnel that was discovered, I don't remember how many years earlier than I was there, but it was like a visitor center kind of a thing, because there was a tunnel that was dug by the North Koreans that was, I think it was five men wide and five or 6 feet high, so that they could run an army underground into South Korea for a surprise attack. They got caught, and they've sealed off the tunnel, but you could go down into the tunnel from the South Korean side into sea. I was just amazed that these folks, the communists, care not for the individual. They'd sacrifice a regiment if that served a greater purpose. I would never want to be part of that military.
I don't know that I'd want to be part of our military either.
Yeah, starting to wonder, huh?
Yep, they almost have 1.5 million signatures on the Target boycott now, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't signed that thing, please get it done. We are very close to reaching our goal of 1.5 million signatures. Goal on the Target boycott, writes the American Family Association. That, in my mind, is good news, Kurt.
Yeah.
Donald's not helping with that either, is he?
I haven't heard him talk much about that. I don't know if you saw this, but maybe just a little softer news, the headline.
Oh, no. Okay, come on.
Well, it's kind of funny, but right. Anyway, the headline, 8-year-old drives little sister to get McDonald's cheeseburger. So this is kind of the normal news story that you'll see on the, standard stuff. You've got WFMJ 21 News, and I guess there's some place called East Palestine, but in this story they call it Palestine. Maybe it's a misprint, I don't know. Anyway, in Ohio, this 8-year-old boy just wanted to get a cheeseburger for his 4-year-old sister. Child managed to drive his father's van successfully to a local McDonald's. The East Palestine, Ohio police officer, Jacob Kohler, that's what he told the news. Both parents had fallen asleep Sunday evening when the children decided to go get something to eat. Yeah, the 8-year-old boy looked up some YouTube videos on how to drive and then took their father's van through 4 intersections and over some railroad tracks to a McDonald's about a mile away. That's according to Fox 8 News. Witnesses told police that the child
stayed
under the...
Yeah, Fox 8 News reports about this 8-year-old.
Witnesses told police that the child stayed under the speed limit and obeyed all traffic laws. A family friend recognized the children at the restaurant and called the police, who notified the children's grandparents they were able to eat a cheeseburger before police arrived. No charges are being filed at this time. Well, that's the good news, I guess. You know what I mean?
What, no file? No charges?
Yeah, because they could put the parents in jail or something like that. But, it's kind of just a relaxing funny story, but at least in my opinion, sometimes you have to laugh so you don't cry.
There you go.
The Will Grigg thing and the
all right, anything else,
Donald
Ken?
Trump thing.
don't think Ken took off. So, all right. All I can tell you, Curtis, I don't know what to say about this, and I'm not trying to just go negative for hours. But what I am saying is we've got to really understand what's happening here. We are at a precipice, in my opinion.
We're
at a crossroads, whatever word you want to say. And we've got to influence Donald and Congress and everybody else. Look, there is an appropriate defense for the country. I get it. I agree. There's also checks and balances defined in the supreme law of the land that Donald is required to obey. And we need to appeal to those checks and balances. And we need to have Congress stand up and hold Donald accountable. And we need to slow this thing down. And we need to use the checks and balances that made America great. And we need to use the principles that can protect us from foolishly going into war based on pride or based on I don't know what. But we've really got to guard against this. And I think we have an opportunity, a window, to really realize that Donald is not our friend. I told you that years ago. But I was patient enough to give Donald a chance to, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's repented. Maybe he's changed. But I don't think so. So while this, you know, 8-year-old's driving his sister to McDonald's to get cheeseburgers, Donald's about to send us into a nuclear war, folks. Or a long, sustained war. Now, don't worry, though. They say the new world money is going to crush the USD, Kurt. Did you see this?
Nope.
So they say there's a new world dollar coming out. It's going to be tied into China, and that's why they're cooperating. The truth is they're not really cooperating over North Korea. They're just cooperating with the United States because they know full well if the dollar's too strong, what they'll do is start to tank the dollar. Pretty soon there'll be economic turmoil. Pretty soon we'll move into a war. And then we'll say because of the war, we have no choice but to back a global currency. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's what they're talking about, though. So there you have that. So I don't know how to think about that exactly, Kurt, but, you know, do you think the new world money's coming? Will it crush the United States dollar?
Well, we call for the Make America Great Again and Make the World Great Again plan, which would be a restoration of honest money all over the planet.
But Donald can't have that if he wants to reinstate Janet Yellen and keep the interest rate low, Kurt. Those don't go hand in hand, my friend.
That's a great point. Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean by, you know, when you put Janet Yellen in for the next 4 years or whatever, and you back holding interest rates down, it means you back the Federal Reserve, Kurt.
It makes me feel like Yellen.
Good point. That was brilliant, Kurt. Well, maybe there's
Sorry
good
about
news.
That.
Maybe we can wrap up on a good news note. I know that All sounds right. hard, but we're going to try. Dateline Apple. And what do they say? An apple a day might keep the doctor away, Kurt? Is that how it goes?
Well, maybe, because they say Apple has a secret team working on the Holy Grail for treating diabetes. Now, the only thing is, the Holy Grail would be for curing diabetes, in my opinion. But these guys, they're talking about using the Apple Watch. Yeah, go ahead.
They don't say curing. They say
they
treating.
Don't. Yeah, that's right.
And, that means they don't want to get rid of it.
I think you're right. But they do at least... They're working on using those watches, I guess, to somehow track your glucose levels without piercing the skin, which, you know, I think that would be a big plus. You know, some people will hate missing out on jabbing your finger or whatever with those needles. But anyway, they say one person said about 30 people were working in this group as of a year ago. That's this Apple's glucose team, they call it. One of the people said that Apple is developing optical sensors, which involves shining a light through the skin to measure indications of glucose. Wow. They say to succeed would cost a company several hundred million or even $1 billion. Well, maybe Apple's got it. Anyway, the breakthrough, they say, would be a boon for millions of people with diabetes, spur new medical research, and open up a potential market for consumers to track their blood sugar for health and wellness insights. It could turn the Apple Watch into a must-have rather than a nice-to-have for people who would benefit from an easier way to track their blood sugar. So, anyway, yeah, maybe just a little more, I don't know.
Well, and I pray... that they do something good. And, you know, that's the problem is, you know, I say that if they want to treat it, they're not really on the solution issue. But, you know, and it stands to generate a ton of money for Apple if they get the Apple Watch in the middle of this thing. So, you know, when you're trying to, you know, bring in big bucks in the cash cow and you're trying to participate with the cash cow, I'm not so sure you're going to shut anything down. At best, you might replace one, you know, cash cow for another. But the reality is you're likely to crank up a second cash cow just adding on to the first one, Kurt.
Well, that's right. But if you could simply do it at least by making them where they didn't have to jab themselves with that needle kind of thing.
Yeah, if we could stop the jabs and quadruple the cost, it'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Everybody would be happy. Well, I'd prefer not to do either. You know.
So I wish it's good news and I hope it's good news. And I really think that we can get, but I can tell you this. Most of the time you go back to diet for the answers to 90% of these questions anyway, Kurt, and they don't even go there either.
That's a great point, Sam.
If you want to chop people's sugar levels from going all over, the first thing you do is get them off sugar. I wouldn't say
imagine
all sugar,
that.
But you know what? Get rid of the man-made sugars first of all, and then, you know, slowly but surely live on simpler and simpler foods till your insulin goes down and you get it under control. And there's a lot of ways to do this. But again, even the science conflicts on this, and what they recommend conflicts big time, Kurt. Their answer is sell you a drug and get insulin and let your sugar go up and force it back down with insulin and going on and on and on and on. They don't really focus on how to use less insulin, Kurt, or less sugar, really. In fact, if it's bad, what you do is you get a candy bar and you eat insulin, right?
Good point.
I mean, you know, and so I am afraid that the roller coaster continues to give me a stomach ache. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sorry to be so negative. One of our best friends passes away. Rest in peace, William Grigg, our brother. That's a sad tale. Our news writer's gone. We're looking for incredible news writers, by the way. And then secondarily, you know what? Donald has ran off the rails, in my humble opinion. Thanks for being along for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.